Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. May the 4th be with you, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Here's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Jeff? Always a pleasure to do this real estate show with you. Thank you for joining us, KSL friends. Today we get to talk about, you know, real estate, of course, you know, everything, not only residential, but commercial. And I've been looking forward to today's guest. We have Tanner Olson. He's a managing partner for Legend Real Estate. Welcome to the show, Tanner.
Thanks for having me.
If you've been listening to the show before, you know that Tanner has been on the show, and he is definitely one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. So stay tuned, because you're going to hear some inside information that I'm really excited about. Tanner, you know, I do a lot with the Parade of Homes, a lot of residential. I have my real estate's license, but I also do a lot in commercial. Not only do I, of course, love shopping as a consumer, but I invest in real estate. I own some shopping centers, my Osmond Designs furniture stores. I've actually made more money in real estate than I've ever made in selling sofas and furniture. And I'm sold 100%. They say that 90% of millionaires made their money in real estate. So that's why we have you on the show today. And we just want to get your perspective on what's going on in the country. And then, of course, what's specifically happening in the Utah market. So first and foremost, let's introduce yourself and how you got into the market.
So I started in 2016 and joined up with three other partners, Joe Mills, Chris Hatch, and Rob Sweeney. Was at a firm for 1 year, and then the four of us broke off and started the Legend Partners Salt Lake City office, and specializing in retail and land, commercial real estate, and leasing, sales, and a little bit of everything in between.
Absolutely. So you also invest in real estate?
Yep. We do a little bit of development within our shop as well, and it's been successful, but obviously a challenging environment with interest rates fluctuating and people being a little uncertain in the economy.
Oh, for sure. So we were talking before the show, and you were saying, you know, there's all these rumors about what's going on in the market, but you haven't slowed down.
No, I've never been busier in my career right now. So some of that I think is just, you know, where I'm at with building relationships and networking. And I think some of that is just due to, Utah's economy is still booming.
Yeah, for sure. What is going on in Utah's economy and the commercial real estate industry right now?
Well, I think most recently we all got the news that interest rates are going to stay flat for another quarter. And so I think that was exciting to the market for a little bit, and then things might have cooled off.
Can you explain why that's exciting? Wasn't everybody expecting, oh, in June we're going to get an interest rate cut, and then nothing happened, and they formalized, no, nothing's going to happen. And that's a cause for excitement?
It felt like Wall Street took no bad news as good news. And so I think it's easier to proceed forward when you know things are just going to remain the status quo versus something going negative.
Makes sense. And it helps explain what happened this week. That one day of the announcement, the market went up 500 points immediately, but then it came back down 420 of those points.
Exactly. People just don't like uncertainty. And so I think if we can all tread forward knowing that interest rates are either going to stay flat for another year or a while longer, before maybe they drop, I think that'll at least give people the confidence that the market's in a good place.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so commercial real estate, there's so many different sectors of that. What is doing really well right now?
So we specialize primarily in retail and land, and retail right now does feel like it is the darling of commercial real estate. We were hearing all the doom and gloom of malls closing for decades there and Amazon killing off every retailer known to be, but it feels like today Amazon's already killed off anything that they could have 5 years ago, and retail is in a really healthy spot. We're seeing new concepts and new businesses open up in retail shopping centers. Things we never even would have thought of, whether it be entertainment or various services of any kind.
How are rents holding up?
Rents are really strong. So what is driving rents up is the fact that there is such a demand in Utah for space that new construction buildings are being built. They're still filling up, sometimes before they even have a shovel in the dirt. And because those rents are so high, that's driving any of the second generation or existing retail spaces rents even higher.
So tell me again, you know, location, location, location. It seems that the developers are really keying in on the best areas in the state. They're building things, just like you're saying, and they're being leased before they even break ground oftentimes.
Yeah. So as someone who spent, you know, the bulk of their first few years in Utah around the University of Utah, around downtown, when I go drive out to Eagle Mountain or I drive out to Tooele or Bluffdale or Harriman and some of these hot growth areas for residential, it blows my mind how much new commercial development has followed the retail development.
Oh, for sure. And I think, you know, residential housing plays a big part in that. If you get the homes there, they will come, or you get the commercial there and then all of the homes follow.
For sure. You drop 25,000 new homes in a daybreak and you throw in a whole family into each one of those homes. And all of a sudden, how do we feed 75,000 new people that live in daybreak? So retail has just lagged behind. And thus, there is a very strong demand for new retail in some of these hot growth areas.
Yeah, what you say is so true. If you live in the south end of the valley and you make a trip north to see relatives or whatever, and you just pass by an area you haven't seen in a long time, the automatic exclamation is, what is going on here? And likewise, from north, of course, heading south, you say the same thing.
There are so many areas in Utah right now that if you drive by, you hardly recognize it. If you've missed a month or, you know, 6 months or a year, it's unrecognizable. And I think that's one thing that is so fantastic about Utah is we're innovative, we're growing, and we continue to do that.
Yeah, you see just recently they said that the U.S. birth rate is at the lowest it's ever been in quite some time. I don't know since how long, but I think Utah always defeats that narrative, it feels like. And so our growth rate of our state is still growing, whether that be influx of new residents and then also just natural birth. So I'm still long Utah.
I'm all about Utah, homegrown, born and raised girl over here. So I'm a little biased, let's be honest. Where are you from?
I'm a Seattle, Washington native.
All right.
Grew up there until I went to college at University of Utah.
And Jeff Kaplan is from the East Coast.
I'm a New Jersey boy.
Jersey.
Close to New York City. Different world. Much different world.
Much different world. But
especially
but
when
here
I,
you are.
When I look at real estate back there, you know, out of curiosity, I wonder how things are doing. Not great.
Yeah.
I mean, the East and the Northeast especially is completely built out. This is a world of difference here for me. And even after 15 years driving around, there's still a little bit of culture shock when I see everything that's popping up, growing like weeds still.
For sure. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the food industry. You know, I think people are going out more than ever. So a lot of those restaurants, those drive-thrus are killing it right now.
Yeah, so there's almost just two totally different narratives right now of you have the suburban restaurant scene and then you kind of have the more urban Salt Lake City Sugar House restaurant scene. It feels like I'll start with downtown. Downtown right now, whether you're a bar or someone who mainly derives their business from heavy dinners or alcohol sales at night, feels like those numbers are still treading fairly strong right now. People are active going out, you know, whether it's a Tuesday or a Saturday night. I think lunchtime is a little bit of a struggle for tenants right now downtown with just office not quite being where it used to be in 2019. But nonetheless, you know, downtown is still very healthy for retailers and restaurants. You know, I think we are seeing a little bit of a slowdown, and that kind of bleeds into now, let's talk about the suburbs where, you know, whether it be Starbucks or McDonald's or any other fast casual brand, I think restaurants are seeing a little bit of a pullback this quarter in their sales. And pricing is just weird right now. I mean, you can go to McDonald's and spend $15 on a meal, or you can go do a sit-down dinner at Chili's or Olive Garden, and it's the same price. And so inflation has just played weird games with, you know, whether it be fast food or a sit-down and everything in between.
Wait a minute. You can do $15 dinner at Chili's?
Yes. Some of the advertised meals at your typical Chili's, Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, some of the deals that they're running are just as good as something that you're going to get at, you know, a Five Guys or a maybe not a Starbucks, but McDonald's, Taco Bell, you name it. Some of these fast food restaurants. It's insane.
I go to these restaurants and then it's $70. What? And, you know, I have the inflation shock usually with what I order, I guess. I have to watch the advertisements, right?
And I think one thing that is starting to bite some fast casuals and fast fooders in the butt right now is when they turn around the kiosk and they ask you for that tip. And I think people are starting to get frustrated when they go visit a Starbucks or a McDonald's and someone's asking for a tip. I mean, like, where did that come from? I think we all assumed when we go to a sit-down restaurant, we're going to tip, you know, 15%, 20%. But to ask for a tip at a fast casual when you didn't bring me my food and you didn't clean up my table is ridiculous.
I agree with that. We can do a whole show on that, no doubt about it. Okay, drive-thrus. I know we're running out of time for this segment, but they still seem to be more popular than ever. I know as a mom, you know, four kids, you have a baby that's asleep. You do not want to get out of the car to go get your food. So those drive-thrus, I mean, we're all just busy.
People are paying for convenience, and we're seeing it in that, you know, you can get a premium as a landlord for 30%, 40% more rent for a drive-thru space, but you're seeing the same retailers get 30 to 40 to 50% more sales out of it. So it's worth it to them.
Absolutely worth it. I know it works for me. Today we have Tanner Olson. He is the managing partner of Legend Partners Real Estate on the show with us today. We're talking about anything and everything commercial real estate related. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
We're back on the Real Estate Show, and thank you for joining us. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. What's going on at the stores?
Oh, Jeff, it's an exciting week because this morning we just started selling tickets to the Parade of Homes for Utah Valley. It is one of the best parades, not only in Utah, but also in the country. In fact, just recently they won an award for that. So we're so proud of Utah Valley. There are incredible homes in the parade this year. They range from, I think, you know, estimated ballpark is around 500,000 all the way up to, I believe there are three homes that are over $5 million. So this is incredible. It's so fun to get ideas and you know, bring those ideas to your personal home, even if it's maybe just a paint color or a tile backsplash or something that you're excited about, maybe a sofa. So definitely check out Osmond Designs today. We are one of the exclusive retailers for discount tickets for the parade. If you're buying multiple tickets, you know, $3, $4 off a ticket actually adds up quite a bit. And it makes a great Mother's Day gift if you still need one. It's a one size fits all. You also receive a free bag and a free lanyard, which is always convenient. So check out Osmond Designs. Super excited about that. But we're really more excited about Tanner Olson being on the KSL Real Estate Show with us today. We're talking about commercial real estate. Tanner is the managing partner for Legends Real Estate. Definitely one of the best in the business. How's it going, Tanner?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
Happy to have you. Okay, Tanner, word on the street is there are so many exciting projects in Utah right now. Let's maybe start with The Point.
Yes. So in the suburbs right now, there's a couple of really exciting new ground-up developments that we're going to see over the next couple of years. The Point is a project in Draper, Utah, where the prison site used to be that we're all familiar with, driving by on the freeway there. And why we decided to build a prison right in our best neighborhood is beyond me. But I don't think we were thinking that we would see the growth that we did over the last 20 years. Or, I mean, I'm sure that decision got made decades ago. But nonetheless, here we are. We relocated the prison and we're left with 500 acres of developable land in the most prime spot in Utah. Dead center between Salt Lake County and Utah County, very accessible to, you know, pretty much everyone that lives in the Wasatch Front. And so it's really exciting to see how this project is going to take place over the next couple of years.
Have they completely laid out the plans for what's going to be there? I understand a mix of retail and residential and then more.
Yeah, so they're going to do it in phases. And so the first couple of phases have been decided and have been laid out. And these phases are going to be typical to what a lot of other projects are, where we're going to see a little bit of everything. We're going to see some multifamily apartments. We're going to see maybe a little bit of new Class A office space and then a lot of new retail that's going to line the ground floor of a lot of these buildings. So the ground floor retail project is something that I'm very familiar with. I'm not leasing the space myself, but I do represent a lot of tenants that are going to try to lease space within the project. And this project is going to be beautiful. They have reached out and looked at some of the sexiest projects across the country, whether it be like University Village in Washington, some of the stuff that you might see in Beverly Hills. And so they're going to create a really captivating environment where people say that they just want to go to The Point, whether just to hang out, almost like we used to go to the mall back in the day.
It's and
just
date night.
To linger. Yeah. And your friends are going to be there. You're going to run into family and people that you might see. So it's exciting to finally have a project that maybe people just want to, you know, enjoy and loiter and have that third place, so to speak.
Utah's Beverly Hills. I like that.
I like that too. Called the point. I live in Utah County right there in Alpine, so I drive by that area at least 3 to 4 times a week going to Salt Lake or Park City or, you know, on my many adventures as being an interior designer. But I've loved watching the progress and watching all of that disappear. And I'm personally a person that loves development. I love new and innovative growth. And maybe because I'm in the industry, I love updating things. And so I'm really, really excited about that project. What's another project in Utah that's, you know, all the rage right now?
So the Daybreak Ballpark project is going to be really exciting. Larry H. Miller, who owns the Bees, is moving the Bees from downtown out to Daybreak. They're going to build the minor league baseball stadium, same thing, a lot of apartments, maybe a little bit of office around it, and then a ton of new retail. And with all of the new families that have moved into Daybreak, the accessibility for it, I think it makes a ton of sense. It's a little sad to see a team leave our downtown to go to the suburbs, but the plans that Larry H. Miller has put together are beautiful. It's an exciting project, and I definitely think it's going to be a great value add to the suburbs of Utah.
I know they broke ground. Have they started building yet?
They're still pretty early on. I mean, at one point I did hear that they wanted to play games in that stadium in 2025. I think that's a little bullish, so I'll believe it when I see it. But nonetheless, I do already have a couple of restaurants that I'm working with that are trying to strike deals in that project. So it's exciting. It's going to be very family friendly. There's going to be, you know, plenty of restaurants, food and beverage, bars, you know, soft goods retailers if they can, you know, build the right environment for it.
Daybreak, you are so lucky to have that. That's going to be really exciting for that entire community. So another great project is in the Holiday area. Tell us a little bit about that, Tanner.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about the Holiday Hills project. I think partly because I live relatively close by. They are working with and trying to get a deal done with Lifetime Fitness, which I think would be a really exciting new, you know, high-end brand gym to bring to the area. They have a lot of exciting new food and beverage operations, the Sam Fox restaurant concepts, if anyone's familiar with them. I know that they're looking. So it's exciting to see some of these out-of-state brands, some of these amazing restaurants that you see in the Austins, Nashvilles, Denvers, looking at Utah finally, and also looking in our suburbs, which I think is an important note. They have a lot of new multifamily. They're turning the old Macy's from the Cottonwood Mall into a Class A office project with then a retail on the bottom. That project is well underway. They already have the first couple of apartment buildings built, and they're now going to be opening up those first couple of retailers probably in about somewhere between 12 to 18 months now. So exciting for everyone that lives in the Holiday area and surrounding areas.
Tanner Olson, Legend Partners Real Estate, always has the inside scoop. We are so grateful to have you on the show today. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more good stuff in Utah.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan, Heather Osmond. May the 4th be with you. Heather's from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
I agree. May the 4th be with you. And then tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully we'll see you at some Mexican restaurants. Definitely one of my favorites. You know, this week at Osmond Designs, we are starting to sell Parade of Homes tickets. It's just went on sale 2 hours ago. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is one of the best parades in the entire state of Utah. And I'm a little biased. It's, you know, probably best in the nation as well. But definitely come into Osmond Designs, get those discount tickets. Us and Central Bank are the two only authorized discount retailers. Get them early. They really do make great Mother's Day presents. And we are giving away free tickets too. So that's kind of exciting. You also receive a free bag, free lanyards, and you'll be all ready to go to get some great decorating ideas. Sorry, Jeff. Sorry, Tanner. It might cost you a little money. You know, your wives go through. They come up with some great ideas. And, you know,
these things happen.
It's a lot of fun, actually. But definitely check that out. Today, we have Tanner Olson. He's a managing partner for Legend Real Estate. And he's on the show telling us all the tea of all the exciting things that are happening in Utah. And you always have the inside scoop. What's going on in downtown Salt Lake City?
So yeah, I think Jeff and I, before the show started, started talking on the new NHL situation in Utah. And so it's very exciting for everyone. I would love to see both the Jazz and whatever we brand our new NHL team stay in the downtown. I think it's kind of a hot button issue across the state right now, especially with taxpayers potentially footing the bill for some of it.
Okay, so when you talk about $1 billion getting dropped into the market, what does that do to real estate in the city, specifically real estate downtown?
So I heard it best described as, when you build a stadium and you have taxpayer money involved and it's in the suburbs, it's a subsidy. When you invest $1 billion of, you know, taxpayer money into the downtown, it's an investment. And that's really how I look at it. I think those are two different things specifically. So, you know, building into the downtown is going to drive value to all the other parcels and all the other pieces of real estate in the downtown versus giving $1 billion to an already billionaire in the suburbs is going to potentially just be driving money into his pockets when he can build stuff around the arena, whether it be apartments or retail. Or you name it. So I think it truly is, you know, worthwhile for us to put money into our downtown. And if we're going to invest anything and give taxpayer money anywhere, I believe the downtown is where it should go.
I think so too. And there definitely are areas of downtown Salt Lake City that need a little bit of help. We've already invested in all the infrastructure, you know, the UTA, the tracks, all of those good things. The LDS Church has put so much money into City Creek. You know, the development here is booming.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, Salt Lake City is the economic driver of our state. You know, that's the home to the church, and we want to make it a nice place where people want to go and want to be and hang out. And so if I'm Ryan Smith, the first thing I'm doing, as I said it before, is I'm buying the Gateway and truly any other parcel I can around the arena.
But that doesn't get mentioned at all. Just from the news work that I've done around this $1 billion and what an entertainment district would look like, it sounds like that if Ryan Smith had his way from the Delta Center, he wants to go east with this district. And that would include a Bravenel Hall that might have to be renovated or moved. That would include the Salt Palace, which would conceivably be shrunken in size to make more room for all of this. But they're very tight-lipped in the real estate industry. Do you hear anything about this stuff?
You know, I think right now everything is a little bit of hearsay or rumor at this point. And I truly don't think we know how this is going to shake out. And I don't think we probably will know how this shakes out for could be 6 months, 12 months, or a couple of years. It's a huge decision-making process. It's not going to be done lightly. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I don't think that it's a 100% lock that the team is staying downtown. Once again, that's just my opinion and my take on things. I, like anyone else, right? I truly don't know how things are going to shake out.
That would be a great strategic business move, though, for Ryan Smith to go and buy property somewhere else where he owns and controls the general area.
Yes. And I understand the desire to move east. And, you know, while I understand creating a entertainment district around the arena is important, touching things like a Bravenel Hall or a convention center that also drive economic value to our downtown doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I would love to see the church get involved with the number of vacant blank lots that they own downtown as much as possible, contributing that towards something like this.
Well, you're in placing businesses into retail. You've mentioned it a couple of times at various projects that you're working with restaurants to bring them in. So we talk about an entertainment district. What would be there?
So when I look at like LA Live that surrounds the former Staples Center now, I think it's Crypto Arena or whatever they're calling it.
What used to be the Staples Center?
Yeah. So, you know, they have a entertainment district immediately adjacent to their arena. Well, aren't we all looking at the Gateway like, well, what is the Gateway? And I think the Gateway could just use a couple of tweaks where it's not very inviting connecting the Gateway to the Delta Center. And so my first approach would be open up the Gateway, make it a more fluid movement between pedestrian traffic from the Gateway into the Delta Center and create a sky bridge to go over 3rd West there, 4th West, whatever it is, to connect the two so that in the middle of January, you're not walking your family outside into the cold elements. It would really open up and make it a more warming environment.
I think that is brilliant, Tanner. I've never thought of doing that, but I think the Gateway could use a little bit of help. It's the infrastructure is there. It's beautiful. And I think everyone's just a little bit nervous about shopping there right now. They lost a lot of their national tenants, which is so unfortunate. A lot of them did go to City Creek or they just closed totally. So I think that would be incredible for someone as successful as Ryan Smith to help the downtown Salt Lake area. You know, we also have the airport. There's been so much money that has been invested into the airport. The infrastructure, again, is there. Utah is doing things right. We're expanding the freeways. We have access to so many cool things, you know, across that Wasatch Front. So good on you, Utah.
Yeah, I think it's exciting to keep the team downtown. I think it's important for the players. I think it's important for the fans coming from out of state. You know, the accessibility to the airport being a 5-minute drive from our downtown right to get to the airport is important. And I do understand the value of creating an entertainment district. So whether that be, you know, redoing some of the facades that are on the backside of the gateway that face the Delta Center to create it, make it a little bit more of a warm, inviting environment. And then also we have the new West Quarter project that the Ritchie Group and Garden Development is doing, Kitty Corner to the development. So they're going to have a couple more phases that will have lots of entertainment and restaurants and new retail. So that's also exciting.
What is an entertainment district, though? What businesses might go in there? Are we talking about nightclubs, martini bars, and dirty soda joints, or what is it?
So I just got back from Nashville, and I think if anyone's been on Broadway Street in Nashville, I think that's what everyone, you know, envisions. I think that's going to take a little bit of adjustment from some of our state legislators to allow kind of the chaos of a Broadway to come into Salt Lake City. And I don't think we're quite ready for that, to see 4 or 5 story bars with rooftop bars, 50 of them in a row all along one street. But I think when people envision an entertainment district, I do think it really is. It's food focused first. It's beverages, it's alcohol. And, you know, whether that be small venues, whether that be the right soft goods. Higher end businesses, higher end clothing, stuff like that. I think people just want to be able to have the full experience. They want to be able to go shopping. They want to have food and bev, and they just want to be able to have a place to hang out before and after, you know, events at the arena.
Heather, have you ever been to Nashville?
So I definitely have. I've been to the Bluebird Cafe. That was amazing. Yes, my second oldest daughter was part of a production out there, which was really, really cool.
Now, I've done productions in Nashville, and my lingering memory is bachelorette parties of drunken girls weaving their way down that main drag, Broadway, where all the bars are. And that is not what I see for Salt Lake City. You're right.
I hope not. I mean, I'm maybe that other, you know, extreme where I just want good, wholesome fun. And I know that that's not maybe what works for everyone, but I think we can have both.
I fully agree. You know, I don't think we need to necessarily have the chaos of Broadway and Nashville, but I do think creating a place for, you know, people that don't drink, as well as people that maybe moved here from LA or Seattle or some of those bigger cities that are used to that more hustle and bustle environment. You know, that's kind of the beauty of Salt Lake City, is you can have suburban land or you can own a home out in the suburbs and still get quickly to downtown in 20 minutes. And really just, we are very lucky to have the best of both worlds. And that's why I didn't move back to Seattle, as I truly get both.
I think so too. And we have the ski resorts. I mean, there's so many good things. The real estate industry is incredible. If you invest in real estate, you will make money here in Utah. And there are so many people from all across the country that are on board with that. If you are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today, you know, all of this is grandiose and you have to have high dollars and, you know, it's way above all of our heads. How does just a simple investor get started in commercial real estate?
I think for anyone, it starts at just buying their first home. And then after that, maybe buying a rental home of some kind, buying a piece of land. But, you know, there's a great country song just called Buy Dirt. And it's one of my favorites. But I think ultimately that's where it starts. And, you know, if you have access to larger developers or people that develop real estate, they often take on what are called limited partners or LPs, where you can, you know, create your own LLC and invest, $10,000, $50,000. Just start small and start with one piece and see how that grows. And it really is a long game where you can't be in commercial real estate or even residential real estate and expect to make your buck in a year. This isn't Wall Street. This isn't crypto. This is a long game, but the results always show in positive favor.
Absolutely. It's time to give Central Bank a shout out. They are the sponsors of the KSL Real Estate Show. I personally use them as my bank, so I'm a little biased, but they do commercial loans, they do residential loans, they do construction loans, they do car loans, and they even have a smart savings plan for your kids to promote and encourage them to save money. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs, Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today, our guest is Tanner Olson. He's a managing partner for Legends Real Estate. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
And we're back on the Real Estate Show. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. She's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. So I am the owner of Osmond Designs. It's been so much fun. We have two locations, one in Orem, one in Lehi. We have over 45,000 square feet of showroom space, and it's all in-stock product. It's all designer furniture. We have the high-end, low-end, lots of price points in the middle, and it's been a lot of fun. But I have to tell you, I'm very passionate about real estate. It has been so much fun over the past 4 years to be doing this KSL Real Estate Show, and we get to have guests on, just like Tanner Olson. He is the managing partner for Legends Real Estate, and he's been sharing so many cool things. You definitely have the inside track of what's going on here in Utah, but how does a smart investor, or maybe someone that has a side hustle, how do they invest or lease a property? What are your recommendations?
Great question. So just like anyone buying their first home, it's kind of a scary process. And so, you know, you go seek out an agent to represent you. And if you want to open a business, you want to have a retail storefront, you want to have an office space or lease space in an industrial complex of some kind, hire an agent to represent you. The vast majority of the time, the landlord is the one that's going to pay your agent's commission. So usually it is no cost to you. Having someone to hold your hand through that process, just like buying a home, it can be a scary process trying to sign a lease in a commercial space. So I always recommend hire someone who specifically works in commercial real estate, because the little nuances of doing a commercial deal versus a residential deal, it is important to have someone who understands what those little nuances are. So first and foremost, find that agent, someone you trust, someone who's done a lot of work in commercial real estate. Second would be getting your finances together. So what does your financial background look like? Do you have your most recent tax returns together? I mean, just get generally putting together a balance sheet on what your financial situation looks like. That would be my second step. My third step would be creating a business plan. So if you are a startup and you don't have a location where the landlord can just pop his head in and look at what it looks like, having a business plan, whether it be a PDF or a PowerPoint or something where you can email over that just says, hey, here's what I do, here's what I would, you know, here are the things that I would sell, here's my projections of how I would make money, and just everything in between that shows the landlord you have your ducks in a row and that you are actually ready to open a business.
Well, and there's a lot of competition, right? So being a buyer or someone that is interested in leasing a project, you have to make yourself different. And I think sometimes the difference is in the details. So if you have pictures and ideas and all of that legwork done, once a great property comes on the market, you're ready to go. Because if you are waiting to prepare all of that after you find a property, that property will be gone.
For sure. Creating a Pinterest board that just kind of shows that you've looked at, you know, what are the design elements of the interior that you want it to look like? Or just finding photos of other similar concepts that you would like to copy so that the landlord can paint a picture in his head of what your business is going to look like. Extremely important.
So important. What are some of the properties that you have on the market right now that we'd like to give a shout out to?
So some of my most fun opportunities that I have that I'm actually listing and leasing right now is I have a restaurant space in Sugar House. It's about 3,000 square feet with a patio right on the hard corner of 21st and 21st, developed by Rockworth. They build beautiful projects. They built the Holiday Project with the Harmons in it. And then my other most exciting listing that I just picked up is a small restaurant space in the Astra Tower downtown, which is on the corner of 2nd and State. So the Astra Tower is the new tallest high-rise in all of Utah. Extremely exciting. We broke the 40-floor barrier. Congrats, Ooh. Everyone. We did it.
Compare it to some of the towers downtown. Like, how big is it?
I'm shooting in the dark a little bit, but all right. I think our next tallest tower is like 30 to 32 stories tall. So it's not just taller. It's significantly taller.
It's going to stick out.
And it's an exciting time downtown because we really didn't see a lot of high-rise multifamily getting built. And then just in a short period of time, you have both Astra Tower and Worthington Tower a couple blocks away opening up both have new exciting restaurant retail space in the bottom floor. And so, you know, unlike Denver or some of the other markets that built a ton of new office space downtown over the last decade, we built a ton of multifamily. And so there is lots of new bodies moving into the downtown Salt Lake City area. And so that's going to help just further drive great sales for our retailers and restaurants downtown.
No doubt. And that City Creek development is absolutely beautiful with some of the best national brands ever that have now, you know, put Utah on the map. Thank you for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show today. We've had Tanner Olson, the managing partner for Legends Real Estate, on the show with us today. Thank you so much for joining us, Tanner.
Always a pleasure to be on, and thank you both again.
So much fun to be in the know of what's going on in our community so that all of our real estate values are going up and we can be investors in our own community. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next week.